You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Yes, this week we won't be speaking to James Shaw, unfortunately, but we do have the newest MP for the Green Party, Gourez Gariman, on the line. Hi there, Gourez.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, great. It's great to be on BFM and not on some 5 a.m. starting radio program.
I know, the time is much better. So how does it feel to be, you're a new MP, how does that feel?
I don't know that I feel it quite yet, but I feel really, really relieved because I kind of felt like I had the weight of the thousands of, you know, supporters and volunteers and everyone for the 2 weeks just waiting.
Yeah.
So it's been great for that.
Were you confident that when the special votes came in that you'd make it to Parliament?
I think everyone else was, but I was still quite guarded because, you know, so I went back to work.
I did
more law, which was a bit crazy.
So you're New Zealand's first ever refugee MP. Does this weigh on your mind at all?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I never ran, you know, for that to be the goal. I sort of felt like I really wanted human rights expertise and constitutional law to be in our sort of lawmaking body. And I got to a point where I thought, okay, you actually have to be that candidate, which was a good lesson. But then when this kind of historic element came out, I realized quickly that I was going to have to get over my fear of tokenism. And I was talking to someone this morning about how, you know, Mojo Mathers wasn't the first deaf MP. She was just an MP.
Yeah.
But both Mojo and I, you know, and we've talked about this a lot, came to realize that we, you know, our presence, our story means something to different people. It means a lot. And it actually, you know, it props up a lot of the values that we want to prop up. So it is meaningful, and it is something that I feel really humbled by.
Is this a sign that New Zealand is starting to move forward when it comes to recognizing the achievements of refugees who might have come here from quite sort of harsh beginnings, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's about inclusion. I think it's, you know, just as, you know, as I've just said, I think I realise that representation in and of itself matters. It means that we, it's not just that we're recognised for our achievements, it's that we're also included in sort of leadership and in decision making. I think it's nice that New Zealand, and I keep saying this, it's so meaningful to me that we get to stand as this counterpoint to some of the other developments in politics elsewhere. So, you know, whilst in America, migrants and definitely refugees from, you know, the Middle East would have felt like physically unsafe when Trump was elected. And in Britain now, people, the hate crime stats just shot through the roof when Brexit happened. We get to sort of be this counterpoint of how it could be. So that's nice.
So you've got this very strong background in human rights law. What will you bring to your role as an MP from this previous experience?
apart from being very solution focused, because that's what working in the law kind of gives you. So I want us to move from identifying the problems and the injustices to actually effectively solving them. So whether that's in housing, whether that's in education or whatever it is. And I mean, the thing that I love about the human rights framework is that it's universal.
Yeah.
So we all have rights because we're human, not because we've achieved some level of success or moral authority. And there's this recognition that all these rights are connected. So you can't actually say we live in a democracy and you have democratic rights if you are hungry.
Sure.
You know, if you don't have a home and if education is not inclusive. So that's hopefully what I'll bring.
I guess having been a human rights lawyer and going up against, a lot of war criminals, for example, going to Parliament will be a bit of a piece of cake for you, won't it?
Question time probably will be. The rest of it I'll have to learn on the fly.
Yeah. What are your main interests, aside from obviously human rights and sort of immigration, refugees, what are your main interests policy-wise?
So I have child rights expertise in there as well.
Yeah.
which is a forum that I find really useful when I've done UN reporting, for example. It's a binding body of law, but also in lobbying. You know, we can kind of all agree that we need to take care of our kids in society. So I think, you know, focusing some of our policies back down onto sort of that child rights perspective will be my focus. And we've got child poverty stats that are, you know, again, through the roof. So I'd like to focus on solving those, and again, through a solution-focused vantage point. I'd like us to have a constitutional conversation eventually, because I want us to safeguard, you know, the Bill of Rights Act and the treaty and even our environmental protections. I think that's really part of New Zealand's identity. And I felt really sort of panicked almost under this previous government where with just a bare majority they could pass legislation, you know, even under urgency to cut us off from some of those really fundamental rights. So I'd like us to start having those conversations.
Now, you are a strong advocate for refugee issues. Where do you think New Zealand is at with this currently?
Well, our quota is sort of near the bottom of how many other countries per capita certainly take. We're actually lower than Australia. I think most of the Kiwis would be really shocked to find in terms of doing our bit. And right now we are seeing the greatest humanitarian crisis since World War II, so certainly within my lifetime, emanating in the Middle East. And New Zealand really, we're not really doing our bit to help with that. But I think we have the spirit to do it. I just think policymakers haven't taken leadership. I think there's kind of support from across the board for us to step up and do that. We always have with international issues, whether it's apartheid or the nuclear-free movement. You know, we like to lead on these types of things. So, yeah, I mean, the Green Party policy, which I'm really, really proud of, is to double the quota, then double it again, but do it over 6 years and do it whilst we put real support behind sort of refugee services so that people can integrate well and, you know, can have good health and education outcomes. Refugees actually really outperform in those areas, apparently. So I think we can do it.
So just one final question. What are you going to be doing the next few weeks, I guess, before Parliament sits again?
It's all a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Wellington tomorrow morning.
Oh, so you're still in Auckland?
Yeah, I'm still in Auckland.
Oh, okay.
I held on. I'm a true Auckland MP.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll get to actually keep an Auckland focus.
Yeah.
So that will be nice. So I'll go to Wellington tomorrow. I think I'll be there a few days and I'll do the induction that everyone else already did.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah. So
thanks very much for your time today. Gauri's, no doubt we'll speak again with you again, no doubt.
Yeah, hopefully.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.